From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. House Republicans didn't get much help from Democrats as they passed a budget outline for the coming fiscal year. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the blueprint cuts both spending and taxes and prescribes controversial revampings of Medicaid and Medicare.
House Speaker John Boehner touted the nearly $6 trillion in spending cuts over the next decade in the GOP budget, a document not one Democrat voted for.
The budget shows families and small businesses that we're serious about dealing with America's spending illness so we can put our country on a path to prosperity.
The spending plan would also require Medicare recipients 10 years from now to buy private health insurance with the help of vouchers. Georgia Democrat John Lewis called it a betrayal.
We have made a social compact with our seniors, and the Republican budget breaks that compact. It is a disgrace and a shame.
The GOP budget is expected to go nowhere in the democratically controlled Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Anti-government rebels say forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi again rained rockets on the besieged western city of Misrata today. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Benghazi that a rescue ship managed to bring nearly 1,200 foreign workers out of Misrata last night.
Misrata is the last major rebel holdout in the government-controlled west, and Gaddafi's forces have been hammering away, including, according to Human Rights Watch, the use of deadly cluster bombs, which have been outlawed by more than 100 countries. Witnesses said the industrial area near the port was hit with scores of rockets today. At the port in Benghazi, Jeremy Haslam with the International Organization for Migration said when the rescue ship Ionian Spirit docked at Misrata 2 days ago, it couldn't take all the most vulnerable. There were too many of them, he said, and they couldn't risk setting off a stampede for the ship. More rescue trips are planned, but money and time are running short, and Libyans wonder why NATO isn't doing more to protect the people of Misrata. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Benghazi.
Strong winds coupled with dry conditions are fueling the wildfires that have swept across hundreds of thousands of acres in Texas. The blazes have forced hundreds of evacuations, including the entire town of Gorman. State Parks and Wildlife spokesman Rob McCorkle says the popular Possum Kingdom Lake Recreation Area west of Dallas has been cleared of campers.
Springtime and weekends especially are busy camping times for most families. So, yes, it would have been probably busy. I would think maybe even full this weekend.
Firefighters have been working overnight to gain control of the fires. One, a longtime volunteer, was overcome by smoke and died. The violent storms that have been battering the Deep South are expected to spread north up the East Coast today. The storms have produced tornadoes, and at least 13 people are now reported to be dead in three states, the latest in Alabama. And from Washington, this is NPR News. People in Africa's most populous nation are voting today. Nigerians are choosing their next president. Among the candidates is incumbent Goodluck Jonathan, who took over last year when his predecessor died. Nigeria became a democracy about a dozen years ago, but has struggled with marred elections ever since. Officials are promising a free and fair vote today amid tight security. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer has 5 days to decide whether to sign a state law requiring proof of citizenship for presidential candidates. NPR's Ted Robbins says 13 other states have considered similar laws.
The Arizona legislature passed the law in response to controversy over whether President Barack Obama was born in the United States, a claim repeatedly debunked by officials in Hawaii, his home state. But supporters of the law say it has nothing to do with Obama. They say it's about election integrity. To appear on the ballot in Arizona, a potential candidate would have to present a certified long-form birth certificate, or, lacking that, two other forms of proof that they were born in the U.S. Some observers say the law violates federal law and the constitutional requirement that states acknowledge the public records of other states. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Negotiators for the two sides in the NFL labor dispute are planning to get together again. They resumed negotiations this week in Minneapolis for the first time since talks broke off early last month. Yesterday's session lasted 4 hours after a 9-hour session Thursday. An attorney for the player says there's a lot of work to do this weekend before the next session on Tuesday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.